Trump kicks Zelensky out of White House, cancels press conference after Ukrainians unhinged Oval Office outburst. By Catherine Hamilton on February 28, 2025. President Donald Trump kicked Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky out of the White House on Friday after Zelensky made disrespectful remarks in front of the media ahead of planned private talks and the expected signing of the much-discussed minerals deal. Following the verbal skirmish at the Oval Office and Zelensky's exit, the White House confirmed the Ukrainian president did not sign the minerals deal. President Trump subsequently released a statement saying Zelensky may return to the White House when he is ready for peace. "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure. It's amazing what comes out through emotion. And I have determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. Because he feels our involvement gives him a big advantage in negotiations," Trump said in a post to Truth Social. "I don't want advantage, I want peace." He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office. "He can come back when he is ready for peace," he continued. Breitbart's White House correspondent Nick Gilbertson captured the moment Zelensky left the White House after the contentious meeting. Trump and Zelensky were also scheduled to hold a joint press conference, but it soon became apparent that would not happen after Vance admonished Zelensky, "Have you said thank you once?" And Trump warned the Ukrainian leader, "You're gambling with World War III." Semaphore White House correspondent Shelby Talcott reported that, per a White House official, after the contentious meeting, Trump decided that Zelensky was not ready to negotiate and that further conversation would not be productive. Trump then posted his statement on Truth Social, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Zelensky that he was being asked to leave and negotiations were over for the day. A White House official has verified Talcott's account of events to Breitbart News. During the meeting, Vice President J.D. Vance and Trump laid bare Zelensky's portrayal of Ukraine as a lone David fighting the Russian Goliath by itself, and that all it needs is an escalation of involvement from Europe and the United States to slay the Muscovite giant, Breitbart News's deputy political editor Bradley J. reported. At one point, Zelensky criticized European governments and previous U.S. administrations, including Trump in his first term, although he cushioned that blow by saying he was grateful to have Trump on the diplomacy beat today for failing to stop Putin after he annexed and occupied Crimea in 2014. His comment came after Vice President J.D. Vance called for engaging in diplomacy as a path to peace and the path to prosperity. "People have been dying on the combat line," Zelensky said. "Nobody stopped him. We had conversations with him, a lot of conversations, multilateral conversations." Zelensky said this culminated in a 2019 push for a ceasefire led by Europe. But Putin violated the deal, failed to engage in a promised exchange of prisoners, and resume killing Ukrainians. "What kind of diplomacy, JD? What do you mean?" Zelensky asked Vance, implying that negotiations with the treacherous Putin were fruitless. "I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country," Vance replied. When Zelensky dismissed this idea with folded arms and tried to talk over him, Vance said it was disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. "Right now, you guys are going around enforcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems," Vance told Zelensky. "You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict. What does it mean for Ukraine, for you to say what problems we have?" Zelensky asked sullenly. When the Ukrainian president sought to dispute Vance's characterization of conscription problems, the vice president became more confrontational. "Do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?" Vance asked. "During a war, everybody has problems," Zelensky responded. "Even you, but you have nice oceans and don't feel threatened now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless, you are not at war." "Don't tell us what we're going to feel," Trump interrupted. "We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel, because you're in no position to dictate that." Trump and Zelensky talked over each other for a few moments, and then Trump said, "You're not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself in a very bad position, you don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards." "We're not playing cards," Zelensky interjected angrily. "Right now, you're playing cards," Trump shot back. "You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country. This country, that's backed you far more than a lot of people said they should have." "Have you said thank you once?" Vance asked. "A lot of times," Zelensky insisted. Read more: Ukraine minerals meeting falls apart after Zelensky threatens US will feel consequences of war. "No, in this entire meeting," Vance said. "You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country." "Please," Zelensky said when Vance finished. "You think if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can." "He's not speaking loudly," Trump cut Zelensky off. "Your country's in big trouble." When Zelensky tried to argue, Trump said, "No, no, you've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble. You're not winning." "I know," said a visibly angry Zelensky. "You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us," Trump said. "Mr. President, we are saying in our country, staying strong, from the very beginning of the war, we have been alone, and we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet," Zelensky said. Trump cut him off again, taking exception to Zelensky's claim that Ukraine stood alone in complaining that his stupid predecessor, Joe Biden, gave you $350 billion. "We gave you military equipment, and your men are brave, but they had to use our military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks," Trump declared. Zelensky scoffed at this notion. "In 3 days, I heard it from Putin," he said sarcastically. "In 3 days, in 2 weeks, of course, yes. It's going to be very hard to do business like this," Trump said. Vance concluded the battle by once again asking Zelensky to express his gratitude and chastising him for airing his differences with the Trump administration in the media instead of working things out in a proper venue. "Accept that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong." "We know that you're wrong," Vance said. John Hayward contributed to this report.